Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today is the 13th of April of the year 2020, and happy Easter Monday to Christians, chocoholics, and rabbit fans all over the world. May the hiding places in your homes and lawns serve as the places good old Easter Bunny decides to dispose of the evidence of his massive Easter heist, and may you be the fence for a man-sized monster rabbit's annual chocolate theft. Also, more importantly, may the horrific pagan symbolism pass by your children for another year, lest you have to explain about spring, sex, the birds, bees, bunnies, and how they bang each other while in awkward quarantine. Happy birthday today to the famous failed revolutionary Guy Fawkes, whose plan to explode the British Parliament with dynamite has led to the colloquial use of the term, "let's blow that guy," in clubs all over the world. Also, happy birthday today to Catherine de' Medici, who was famous for, apart from murdering Huguenots, introducing to France the garden pea, pasta, parmesan, and the dinner fork. I don't know how they had a sweet pea pasta with a fork before that.
The dinner fork, right.
The dinner fork.
What do they use before? Just a
They just
a
put their finger, three of their fingers in as prongs and just right. Speared them into whatever food they were trying to eat.
Right, interesting.
Welcome back to the show, Mr. Andrew Zaltzman, returning triumphantly from his stadium tour of his television show that was such a success, Empty Stadiums, where he toured around empty stadiums looking at how empty they were. It led to this wonderful live stadium tour, which unfortunately, due to the coronavirus lockdown, has meant another tour of essentially the same empty stadiums. Andy, how do you feel about that?
Well, I mean, I felt it very much kept the spirit of the TV series that proved so popular and led then to me being booked to do the stadium tour, and you know, the ticket sales, if you look at them as a percentage, are extremely healthy.
Coming up today, we'll be talking all the latest from the UK Labour Party, but first, some headlines. In the news today, the news last week that royal protection officers for lesser royals have had their firearms replaced by tasers has sparked massive protests. The new stun guns have now been rolled back, and all royals will be protected now by a ragtag bunch of mercenaries, each with his or her own special weapons and skills, including bow staff, shuriken, poison, passive aggression, and full-sized medieval cast iron cannon. Each minor royal will be allowed to have a cool name for their own protection squad.
The Duke of Cumberland's got his own water machine gun. He got it. I mean, there's rumours that he broke the lockdown to go to his local garage and buy it. But you know, I guess
yes,
these are desperate times.
Apparently, Meghan Markle is just deploying toxic family members. And reports are emerging after a tiger tested positive for coronavirus about a week ago that after breaking the animal-to-human barrier and then the human-to-animal barrier, the novel coronavirus is now infecting inanimate objects. A couch, a dildo, and a police helmet have all been seen sweating and denying symptoms. Authorities advise not touching anything and regularly sanitizing things until and unless hand sanitizer also catches the disease. That's all the time we have for your headlines, because now it's time for your ads. Your ad section now, because advertising is the only art sector that is still hiring. And this episode of the podcast is brought to you by Nish Kumar's Get Jacked Fridge Food Diet. Only eat things you can grab with your hands from the open fridge until the beeping noise sounds or your partner shouts at you to get away from the f***ing fridge. Grab a baby bell and a fistful of grapes. Watch the pounds melt away. Then close the fridge and do some lunges until your next meal. Nish Kumar's Get Jacked Fridge Food Diet. Food that's good either chilled by the fridge or warmed by the light of the fridge. And Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. Even if you don't know how much a peck of pickled peppers is, you can probably presume it's quite a lot. If you've just eaten a peck of pickled peppers and your mouth is still burning from the vinegar and probably spices, try rinsing it out with half a glass of water. Half a glass of water is the preferred choice of Peter Piper and other celebrity tongue twisters, including She Who Sells Seashells, The Seashells Lady, Stanley the Woodchuck Chucking Woodchuck, Fuzzy Wuzzy the Bear, and Andrew Cuomo, the Governor of Unique New York. Half a glass of water spoken by Alice Fraser for the Cool Tongues Warm Hearts Association of Literate Linguists. Half a glass of water won't make you any better at tongue twisters. And this episode of the podcast is brought to you by Wonder Product. Get some or it now, or subscribe. Find it in the aisle or online, probably. Wonder Product. The website starts with www.wonderproduct. I wonder what it or they is.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
And that's your ad section for today.
The Last Post.
Now it's time for your top story, UK Labour news. Andrew Zaltzman, you are in the throbbing heart of the UK Labour movement. What's going on?
Yes, well, I'm in the throbbing heart of all UK movements, with my unique position in contemporary society. And well, it's been an interesting time for the Labour Party. Their new leader, Keir Starmer, has been somewhat hamstrung by this current ongoing crisis. But he gave an impassioned speech yesterday, his first sort of major speech as the leader of the Labour Party, in which he slammed the government for all the things they would have been doing or would have not been doing were the entirety of politics not taken over by the virus. Now, the government responded to Starmer's speech by claiming that they wouldn't have been doing or not doing many of the things Starmer accused them of doing wrongly and or wrongly not doing. And the things that they, in fact, would have been doing, they would have been doing right. Both sides then threw some economic figures at each other that they'd made up for how the economy would have been doing had it not been doing as it is doing. An independent think tank criticised both sets of figures and say the truth lay somewhere in between. Everyone then took a deep breath and said, ah, that was fun. Wiped a tear from their eyes and got back to the serious business of pretending they knew what the f*** to do about everything and anything. So, interesting times for Labour. And the Liberal Democrats, they have postponed their leadership election until, well, I think it's now going to happen as soon as anyone anywhere asks what happened to the Liberal Democrats, do they still exist? And that will be the trigger phrase that then leads to them thinking that maybe they do still exist, and then obviously the next logical step is to elect a real or hypothetical leader. Currently, there are rumours that the Liberal Democrats have 10 rotating leaders doing an hour each a day, just like sitting by the computer checking emails in 60-minute sessions from 9 to 5, and then the other two on a kind of rotation, splitting the evening and night shifts just to make sure that the computer doesn't shut down. So, yeah, both of the main opposition parties are going through interesting times of change.
I mean, it sounds like what they would call in the business a bit of a shit show, Andy.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, that is, I think, really how history will summarise the year 2020. I mean, the way history is going, because there are more and more years now, history has to get more and more condensed in terms of and economical with words in how it describes those years, because there's so many of them now that if you write everything you want about each year, then history just continues expanding exponentially. So, the International Society of Historians are rumoured to be, possibly within 10 years they will impose a maximum one phrase summary of all years, and a bit of a shit show is currently the hot favourite for 2020.
I think the essential problem for all politicians right now is that they simultaneously have to suggest that people vote and, get out and vote, but also at the same time say, please stay home. So there's a contradiction at the heart of their very programme.
Well, there is a contradiction, but at the same time it's very much the politician's dream scenario come true, really. That and we saw this with in the Tony Blair years, that his great triumph was not winning elections, but making so much of the public so bored with politics that in the end he only needed about 22% of them to vote for him to win a whopping great majority. So this is really the ideal. I mean, I think for political leaders, the dream is the illusion of democracy and the reality of autocracy. So if you can, you say to people you really should vote and then say, well, actually, I mean, you can't. It's not me saying this, it's the virus. Then really, that's the absolute peak. I mean, it has led to some developments, clearly, around the world. New parties are emerging. In Britain, we've had the populist anti-virus party. It's very much a one-issue party, which opposes this and all other viruses, but it may then mutate into something else. We've seen that before, obviously, with UKIP. We have the Free the Free Markets Party, which proposes unregulated free market economics to deal with the current crisis, and whose modelling suggests that were their policies to be put in place, it would result in the world actually being 22% richer per capita on average after the coronavirus crisis has passed, albeit with 40% fewer inhabitants, and with the 1% who were so railed against in the last economic crisis now streamlined to just 0.27%, who collectively between them would own 99.2% of the world's money and 98% of the world's people. And that's very much what we fought the Cold War for. So, and of course, I should mention the celebrity party that's rumoured, I say, to be in the offing, in which all of Britain's celebrities joining together to form a party that the country can believe in. I mean, it's really just an extension of recent global political trends to elect people not based on their skills, experience, wisdom, insight, vision and humanity, because you look at them and say, I've seen him on the telly before, he must be good. And I mean, some people have criticised this as a way of conducting politics, but it's really just getting back to the basics of human political society. If you think about ancient Greece, Agamemnon, celebrity, Pericles, celebrity, ancient Britain, Boadicea, celeb, Egypt, Pharaoh actually means celebrity in hieroglyphics, and you don't get much more celebritarian than Cleopatra, Julius Caesar, celeb, Henry VIII, celeb, Pope Boniface IV, celeb in his time, more recently Churchill, Lincoln, Mandela, Gandhi, celebs, Napoleon, such a celeb that even went to a special island. I mean, I could go on. Some people say
the pharaohs,
these people were
the ultimate Instagrammers, the pharaohs. They knew their angles, three-quarter profile. Yep. They knew how important cats were for getting views and clicks and likes.
They were thousands of years ahead of their time. And some people say these people were celebrities because they were rulers rather than the other way around, but it's very much a chicken and egg situation. And for me, you just smash them all up into some meaty omelette.
Of course, there is another story that's been breaking recently, which is the conspiracy theories. I wasn't going to cover this in the headlines, but conspiracy theories about 5G causing coronavirus have led both to a number of football fans tearing down 5G towers and also a number of extremely conspiracy-minded and also gullible people worshipping 5G towers in order to put themselves on side with our soon-to-be 5G overlords.
Well, we've seen this all before. There's been a lot of comparisons with the 1918 Spanish flu epidemic, as it's called, and then people blamed it on landlines, and there were vigilante attacks on ordinary telephones, and that actually led to the development of the kind of curly cable, because that was harder to cut than a straight cable, so it actually gave some, and also they could present the science that the curls in the cable made it harder for diseases to be transmitted through telephones because of the physics. They the centrifugal force caused by the virus going around and around and around would eventually fly off before it got through the headset into your ear.
Technology has truly embodied the battle between pro-technology and anti-technology as much as the telegraph, though, which contained within itself the argument that it should stop.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I'm pretty sure when the carrier pigeon was invented that that caused a plague. But we just don't know.
Is there any other news in British politics right now?
Well, the Picts, Alice, obviously, you know, we've talked about this fascinating phenomenon in modern British life, the community of the Picts. It turns out that they are immune to the virus due to the use of woad. Woad provides an antiviral coating, which is why, you know, the Romans, when they invaded here, had to fight battles against them rather than just wait for viruses to emerge. As a result of this research into woad being, you know, creating immunity, Donald Trump has ordered 350 million kids' face painting kits to distribute to Americans. This follows his plan last week to make everyone eat a smoked mackerel enchilada after he overheard someone saying they might cure you of all known diseases. So it'd be very interesting, actually, that, you know, the Picts, obviously somewhat socially marginalised since their emergence, that, you know, if they provide a way out of this current crisis, that could be a key phase in integrating them into mainstream society.
There is some hope that with housing prices plummeting in the wake of the virus, they might be able to return to their ancestral underground London abodes, which were so recently gentrified them out of their own homes. Well, so that might be a good outcome for society.
Yes, I mean, there's clearly going to be some good outcomes and a lot of really shit outcomes. But, I mean, let's just aim. I mean, I think we should just go out at 8 o'clock one night and clap the Picts just for the hell of it.
We'll just put a splash of woad on. Get your woad on, as they say.
You can't use it undiluted, but if you use woad undiluted, it can corrode the skin. So the suggestion is you dilute it with a quantity of water, approximately around about 130 millilitres. I don't know what unit you recommend.
I thought you were going towards corrode the skin, but you got me there. You got me. That's all we have time for your top story right now, because now it's time for your letters to the editor. Remember, you can send a letter to the editor at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. Dear Alice and other voice from the other world. I think that's you, Andy, that don't know what they're saying about other world.
No, no idea.
Will you please harmonise and sing the spelling of Alisterative to the tune of the Mickey Mouse Club theme song? Yours, Van in Nevada. So, alliterative with one L is my social media handle. I don't know if I know the Mickey Mouse Club theme song. I wasn't allowed to watch TV as a kid.
I knew Club Mickey Mouse, which was pretty violent, actually, as songs go. Very much anti-cartoon. There was a kind of strong religious feeling against cartoons when they came out, and got a bit violent.
Alliterative. I think that's it. I don't know if
That'll
I'm...
Do.
Yeah.
Right.
I hope that's helped you, Van in Nevada. I hope that has served whatever purpose you wanted it to serve. That's all we have time for your letters right now, because it's the end of the show. Thank you for listening to The Last Post today. We are here in your ears 366 days of this year, and we'll be back tomorrow with all the latest news in this dimension. Please subscribe so you can automatically download every episode every day. Listen to it every day or listen to it once a week. I don't really care. Once it's downloaded, we have our stats. The Last Post is a Something Else, Alice Fraser and Bugle Podcasts production. Your co-host today was Mr. Andrew Zaltzman. Andy, have you got anything to plug?
I recorded a stand-up special. I recorded it on the 31st of December 2019, a New Year's Eve stand-up special, and it's being released in all the usual channels tomorrow. It's entitled Take That Mother Nature, You've Been Owned, and it's really a show all about how the human race has completely triumphed over the natural world and how we've basically now got everything sorted and under control, and that is being sold at a 95% discount on the planned price.
Okay, look that up online. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at patreon.com/AliceFraser for my occasional blogs, or to subscribe for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. As we always say, good luck to you, Christopher. And I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
The fertility doctor, Jan Carbat, was renowned for getting amazing results. Women who were desperate for children would visit him at his Rotterdam clinic. Many would leave pregnant. But when the clinic closed, rumours circulated about the methods the doctor used to achieve his success. My name's Jenny Kleeman, and I've been investigating what happened in Carbat's clinic. It's the story of a doctor who was determined to create life by any means possible. The Immaculate Deception, a brand new podcast from Something Else, coming on March 18th, wherever you get your podcasts.